Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We now have a president who talks like a centrist.
Just relax. Find your center.
But is governing from the far left. And we're not going to be able to just sit around here in a honeymoon period and watch these things happen. It's important everyone is aware of it, that's the direction it appears we're headed.
There's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A test to test, Rachel. I've been wanting to come on your show for months and months. You've been asking me to come on your show.
Get a room, you two.
Unchained and unstoppable.
President Biden is a big ice cream fan. So does that giant freezer full of ice cream really exist? I have not found it.
And you need to come on down to the cellar. I got a whole freezer full of popsicles.
My name is Joe Biden. I love ice cream.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
This Biden press conference is really painful, and it's not just because he's only taking questions from the pom-pom waving cheerleaders in the press, but that has a lot to do with it. He's gone from Reuters to NBC News to the Washington Post, which is Annie Linsky, who cut her teeth working as the lead hagiographer for the fake Indian, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she did such a great job genuflecting to the fake Indian that they hired her at the Washington Post. And her hard-hitting question was, Mr. President, you talk so much on the campaign about unity. What are you going to do about unity? And it seems pretty clear that he's got a heads up on these questions. I mean, as much as you can give someone like Joe Biden a heads up on anything, you know. But he's trying to work in some multi-syllable words into the presentation. People on the text line are already noticing vitriol. Vitriol. Fulcrum. And my favorite, ad hominem. You know, he's a scholar. Just ask him. He knows Latin. So that's 978. Joe Biden's favorite ice cream is being spoon-fed questions. Yeah, these are definitely spoon-fed questions. And he's just stumbling all over the place. The NBC News question, I can't even remember now what it was, because he just was stumbling and mumbling and jumbling and losing his place. And I'm just glad, though, that, you know, now that we have an adult administration, that they've finally started encouraging people to wash their hands. Because wherever you go, you never saw any sanitizing facilities, right? They haven't been anywhere, but now they're back. And electric vehicles are going to make all the difference. Someone says United States Postal Service just made a deal with Mercedes to buy some non-electric-based vehicles. I wonder. I guess that's probably true.
It's incredible what the American people have done, and honestly, the American people have learned. We've all learned together between the shaking of the hands and the washing of the hands. Well, I used to wash my hands, and I always wash my hands a lot. I never was a big believer in shaking hands. Once I become a politician, you shake hands, and you get a little bit used to it. Like, immediately when I see you, I sort of apologize that I'm not shaking your hand.
Well, we exchange air elbows, yeah, which seems to be the thing.
I never like to see that, actually.
All right. 844-500-4242. We can take some calls in this segment. People have been listening to this. I just want to go over some of these numbers on the fossil fuel situation, and then we'll get to the end of girls' sports here in a little while as well. Shale fracking occurs in large part on federal land in western states, and it continually requires new leases and investment. He's not talking about this, and none of the amen chorus are going to ask him about this today. Federal land accounts for 52% of New Mexico's oil production, 67% of its natural gas, as well as a sizable share of gas extraction in Colorado, 42%, Utah, 63%, Wyoming, 92%. A federal leasing ban again, they don't care about this because, you know, somehow they think they're going to get an exemption from any kind of gasoline or fuel oil or any kind of power shortages there are. A federal leasing ban would cost 18,000 jobs in Colorado, 33,000 in Wyoming, 62,000 in New Mexico by 2022. That's 1 year away. Oil and gas revenue accounts for 20% of New Mexico's budget. No wonder they're freaking out. The Biden administration has also essentially frozen new fossil fuel investment on private land with an order prohibiting career officials from signing off on easements, right-of-ways, environmental reviews, and resource management plans for 60 days. And they're putting in all these green activists. Consider Marissa Nodal, who will serve as new advisor at the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. An Interior Department press release describes her as, quote, a passionate advocate for climate and what? Go ahead. Oh, it's going to Ducey. Here we go. Go ahead.
So you just said that you think within 3 weeks or so we'll be at the point where there are a million vaccines per day, but it seems like...
No, I think we'll get there before that. I said, I hope we'll be able to increase as we go along until we get to the 1.5 million a day. That's my hope.
And then the follow-up to that would be, now that you're president and you're saying there is nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months, what happened to 2 months ago when you were talking declaratively about I am going to shut down the virus?
Well, I'm going to shut down the virus, but I never said I'd do it in 2 months. I said it took a long time to get here. It's going to take a long time to beat it. And so we have millions of people out there who have the virus. We're just for the first day, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I've been doing other things this morning, speaking with foreign leaders. But one of the things, I think this is one of the first days that the number has actually come down, the number of deaths and the number on a daily basis and the number of hospitalizations, et cetera. It's going to take time. It's going to take a heck of a lot of time. And we still have, as Dr. Fauci constantly positive. Points out, it's one thing when we have mass, how can I say it politely, mass disregard of the warnings about not wearing masks and wearing masks and social distancing and failure to social distance and people getting together on holidays in ways that weren't recommended, et cetera. We see, first thing that happens is we see the number of infections go up. Then you see the hospitalizations go up. Then you see the deaths go up.
He wasn't wearing his mask until now, and then he put his mask on just now.
What are we now?
So now he's speaking through the mask.
1,000 deaths.
Now that he remembered that he's lecturing other people while not wearing the mask.
Very beginning to getting here, as after being sworn in, was the predictions were we're going to see somewhere between a total of 600,000 and 660,000 deaths before we begin to turn the corner in a major way. So, and again, remember, the vaccine, most of the people taking the vaccine, a vast significant number, require two shots, and they are average of 3 weeks apart, and it takes time for it to be sure that you get to that 95% assurance rate. And so it's beginning to move, but I'm confident we will beat this. We will beat this, but we're still going to be talking about this in the summer. We're still going to be dealing with this issue in the early fall. And last point I'll make, and I know you're tired of hearing me saying it, particularly you may be tired of hearing me saying it, and that is that if we wear masks between now and the end of April, the experts tell us we can save 50,000 lives. 50,000 people otherwise would die. Thank you so very much.
Is he wearing the mask as he leaves? Oh, good. Whew. I think it is definitely the first time ever that the president doesn't call on the reporters, that the reporters have to queue up. And do they draw it out of a hat? And then Ducey is always going to be batting ninth in the lineup. There's no question about that, is there? There's no way he gets to be the leadoff guy. Of course, it really wouldn't matter, because you think Annie Linsky would ask him a tough question if Ducey had him on the ropes? Of course not. That's if she asks him a tough question, she's not going to be there for long. She'll be handling the Amazon Union election down in Bessemer, Alabama, where they're demanding that all the voting take place in person. It's amazing, isn't it? The Washington Post wants fraudulent mail-in balloting for president of the United States, but for the union election for the Amazon facility in Bessemer, Alabama, 6,000 workers voting, they say it's not possible to have a real election with mail-in voting. You have to get vote fidelity and timeliness of vote count, and to have a valid and a fair election, you have to have voting in person. That's what Jeff Bezos says for the election that affects him personally and his company. The election that affects you and me, our freedoms, our economy, our safety, just let the Democrats steal it. It's no big deal. Hit refresh on your dinner routine in 2021 with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited-time New Year's sale. See why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. It's so inconvenient to go out to the grocery store. You just heard Biden talking about it. He wants to keep everything shut down. He still wants to keep it shut down. So that means you got to wear masks. You got to go through all that rigmarole at the supermarkets. You don't want to deal with that. And plus, you need to change your routine. You need to try some different foods. Maybe you'll like them. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients. You're more likely to like HelloFresh than just about any other place you're going to get a change of pace from. Sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you can save up to 40% on groceries. Cut food waste by 25%.
Another thing about HelloFresh, Howie, is that, you know, with a lot of meal prep plans, the food comes prepared for you. With this, you're preparing the food. So if there's an ingredient you don't really care for, or somebody in your house right. is really picky, you don't have to include it if you don't want to. You can customize what you're putting on the table.
I always say everything goes better with a lot of butter, right? You can throw in butter wherever you want. Save time, and it saves you time, so you have more time to spend with your loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box during HelloFresh's New Year sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. Check it out. You'll love it. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Excuse me, in 2018 alone, the department spent
Who's 20th century, 21st century? Yeah. You know, they said 600,000 people were going to die. No, you said 600,000. You also said 200 million were going to die. God. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for this week only. Buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier and get one free. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. What a deal. What a deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you go to jail for 15 hours to keep your dog?
Yes, 15 hours. That's about, yeah, not much longer.
71% say yes, they would.
All right. Again, that guy, his name is Barry Myrick. He does have a GoFundMe page, and he's raised about $15,000 so far. And that's what the company says that they've spent on his dog, Roxy, over the years. And they want Roxy back. 844-500-4242. You know what would have been a good question for the press conference? I mean, it's not fawning enough. It's not obsequious enough. It's not slobbering enough. Mr. President, your transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, said that higher gas taxes are on the table. Is that really the smart thing to do when the economy is in a deep recession brought on by your party's panic and hysteria over the seasonal flu known as COVID-19? But they're not going to ask him that because, again, that's not unity. Unity means asking only fawning questions. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thank you, Howie. I live up on the North Shore, and I've lived in the same apartment for 15 months. Before that, for the 20 years before that, one of the family members lived in it that owns the apartment. Last 60 days, I've gotten 3 letters from the whoever's in charge of the voting in my town, wanting to know, I didn't open them, wanting to know if I wanted to be taken off the rolls.
Right. I got the same letter, Arthur. I live in Norfolk County. I get the same letter.
But all 3 of these letters had different names on them. The right address, but different names.
Oh, man. Ugh. It's such a mess, and that's the first bill they put up. They want to keep the fraud going. That's House HR 1. That's the first bill they put up, is to keep it going. And you just heard him say, "Oh, we can't relax that much because they want to have this in their quiver if they have to put it out for the midterm elections." Because they are going so far to the left. They're going to try to personally ID every American with a job and piss him off. Yeah, but they think they can still win if they have this this mail-in voting. Thanks for the call, Arthur. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, Howie, the economy's been so good for the last 4 years that construction companies have been asking for the waiver on U.S. products because of the backup. They can't get it. So they were allowed to buy Canadian and Indian products, who are our allies, supposedly. So he's throwing out that they're not, that last president didn't buy U.S. Yeah, he was buying all U.S. on all federal jobs, most state jobs, and all of that. But because of the backup and the fact that everybody was so busy, they were allowed, and they asked for their waivers, and they got them on most of the projects to buy from Canada or India.
Yeah, I know. And you know, if he wants to have things made in the U.S., how about the Keystone XL pipeline? The oil is, granted, the oil is coming in from Canada, but it's going to be refined in the Gulf states in the United States, and it's going to be sent out. And isn't it much more secure to rely on Canada rather than the Mideast states, which have huge populations of terrorists and have shaken us down in the past, leading to oil embargoes in the 70s and 80s? Does he not understand the connection between energy independence and energy production and national security? Thanks for the call, Lee. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Just got back from Florida. The only worse thing than that is listening to the Biden press conference. Hey, just a quick note on the electric cars, because I told your screener there. Unfortunately, one of the reasons Germany hasn't really ramped their car thing up is electric cars actually have less parts. Less parts mean less jobs. And if you've ever driven a golf cart, you know what I mean.
You know, that's a real good point. I'd forgotten about that. I have read that in the past. Yeah, that there's going to be if they ever do go to electric cars, and I hope they don't, because I don't want to drive one. I don't want to have to charge my batteries every couple hundred miles, that there are a lot fewer manufacturing jobs. And you know, the UAW is a shadow of its former self as it is, and they're gonna lose more jobs in the American factories in Michigan, Ohio, and increasingly in the Sun Belt states. That's a really good point, John. I appreciate you making it. All right, when we come back, we're going to do Hate Mail Monday with Grace, and then we'll take more calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. New year, new hobbies. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But they sound just as great. And if you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Plus, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, Charlie Parker thinks he's doing a really good job. Number one nursing home death rate in the United States. One out of every nursing home patients a year ago is dead from COVID-19. That's regulated, those nursing homes, by his Department of Public Health. Number three overall death rate. And now the latest, Massachusetts lagging behind most other states in COVID-19 vaccination rollout. That's the Boston Globe, which is his fanzine. Massachusetts ranks in the bottom half of U.S. states in getting injections into the arms of its residents. Massachusetts trails every other New England state, as well as New York, in the number of vaccine doses administered per capita. Less than 5.4% of Massachusetts residents have been inoculated as of Friday, compared to over 10% in West Virginia and 11% in Alaska. Gee, maybe, I don't think Governor Justice in West Virginia sent the National Guard down to Washington, D.C. for a photo op and to be insulted by Congressman Bill Keating. Justice kept the National Guard in West Virginia, I believe, or most of them, to administer the vaccines. All right.
Howie?
Yes.
Could I give a little plug? If anyone wants to read my column on the terrible Massachusetts vaccine rollout, it's at Spectator US, and you can check it out. And I talk about Governor Justice and Governor Charlie Baker and Governor Andrew Cuomo. And actually, and this is just a side note, I don't usually promote Bloomberg, but if anyone wants to see the percentage of your state, they have a huge map on the Bloomberg website, and it's pretty interesting. You can go, like, click on California, see the percentage of rollout they have in other states, and you'll notice a trend as you look at the map.
You know, Bloomberg has another interesting stat on their website today, Grace. Dark money in the presidential election. That means money coming in from parts unknown, and countries unknown, and continents and hemispheres unknown. Would you care to guess who took more dark money in 2020?
Now,
Mr. Orange Man Bad or Mr. Return to Normalcy?
I'm going to say the man who is ushering in the pillars of our democracy, Joe Biden.
Yes. Joe Biden took in $145 million in dark money compared to Donald J. Trump's $28 million.
I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised either. But it's good to see it in Bloomberg, a left-wing outlet.
Yes, exactly. All right, guys, it's time for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
You know how Hate Mail Monday works, and this is the second week in a row we're actually doing it on a Monday. Howie Carr is just himself. He exudes his Howie Carness to the world. And then what happens is people send us hate mail via email, via voicemail, on his Facebook, on his Twitter, on his Boston Herald columns. The hate flows constantly. And I'm going to read you guys some of it now.
Grace, you know, someone just said, someone just texted me, 508, my husband and I are going to Florida for 5 weeks, just got an appointment to get the COVID-19 vaccine on Feb 2nd. You know, there was a story over the weekend, I don't know if you saw it, that they're trying to crack down in Florida on they're calling them vaccination tourists.
Yeah.
They're coming down just for the... I'm going to ask a question. Since DeSantis is doing such a bad job and Baker's doing such a good job, is Massachusetts having a problem with vaccination tourists coming into the state to enjoy the fine weather and get a vaccination at the same time?
No, Howie, because of our vaccine rollout and so many other things that make the state unique, we don't have tourists of any kind, vaccine tourists, regular tourists. I can't remember the last time I saw someone saying, oh, yeah, I'm not from here. I'm just on vacation. I would send that person to a mental hospital.
I like to see all the boarded up storefronts and not be able to eat anywhere and have people, Karen screaming at me and calling in on their cell phones to the snitch lines.
Well, speaking of
Karens.
And
being lectured when I get off the plane at Logan. Achtung! Achtung!
Howie was talking a lot about what the representative from Massachusetts that he now calls Karen Keating, otherwise known as William Keating. And Howie, you were talking about it, you were tweeting about it, and this person replied back, Representative Keating is a great man, and I am proud of him and his service. Howie Carr will be remembered as a Trump suck-up all day, every day. Okay, back to your grown baby echo chamber.
The only thing I liked about the Herald story the next day was they got into the fact that not only, in addition to his $185,000 salary, he's also making $114,000 a year state pension because he's Group 4. He's a cop, being an ex-DA. So he got to retire at age 55 with the full boat.
Is that what you call a double dipper?
Yes, that is what you call a double dipper. Yes.
For any tourists who aren't from here and happen to be listening in, we like to give them the lingo in Massachusetts. Mueller, the avenging angel, is back. He writes under your column. You wrote a column about how now that Trump is out of office, the coronavirus is turning the corner.
And yes, it is.
Mueller, the avenging angel, disagrees. He said, wrong. Trump botched every element of the virus response. Everyone, people died as a direct result of his incompetence. President Joe Biden, I love the sound of that, don't you? Actually is taking charge and will save lives. MAGA loses again.
Here's a headline from the United Press International today. COVID-19, new cases fall. Earlier this week, the United States cleared more than 400,000 deaths. It cleared. Whatever happened to grim milestones, Grace?
You know, things come into fashion and things fade from fashion. By the way, Howie, you had a birthday a few weeks ago, and I don't know if you said this, why this person left this message, but did you mention getting a hot dog for your birthday dinner?
I may have said that I was if we were going down to be at the beach club at Mar-a-Lago, I said I might get a hot dog. I think that's the only time I would have. That's the only context I could imagine mentioning a hot dog.
Because I didn't think you were a big hot dog guy.
No, I'm not. I'm not a big hot dog fan. But they have pretty good hot dogs down there.
Okay, well, we have a hate mail voicemail about it.
You're going to have a hot dog for your birthday dinner? Boy, you are a cheap bastard.
It ended up I didn't have. You'll feel, caller, you feel free to rejoice. I did not have a hot dog for my birthday dinner.
I like a good hot dog, but I mean, on your birthday, I usually would go for something a little bit fancier. Guys, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Make sure you check out all their bread. Howie, you get a lot of hate now in my columns. You're like a tourist in my columns. You show up unexpectedly when I'm reading all my hate, and your name gets thrown around quite a bit. So I wrote a column this week about the media and how, you know, they gave everything to Joe Biden and he will give them nothing in return. This person wrote another lightweight Howie wannabe article from Grace, who really needs to find a better use of her life. So the point of this article is what exactly? The press gave Joe everything and got nothing in return? What is this gibberish, Grace? Here's something to think about. Biden has been in office not even a week. This part really makes me laugh. He's busy actually trying to govern, not do a Trump-like carnival act in front of the cameras. It's disingenuous clickbait prostitutes like you and Howie and the world's greatest liar, Trump, who have undermined faith in the press, not Biden. You are lame.
Clickbait prostitutes.
That's the first I've seen of that.
And again, I haven't gotten to this story yet. I will get to it in the next couple of days. The New York Times, by promoting the Russian collusion hoax, went from 1 million subscribers to 6 million subscribers for its internet service. They don't sell any real papers anymore. Well, who does? But 1 million to 6 million. Is that clickbait?
It's a very good question. I just noticed that we used to be called, like, we've kind of... They've called us whores before, but prostitutes is a new level. The words are getting more and more vicious, and you'd think they'd be getting nicer as they're guys in the office now. Justin wrote under my column, another sophomoric column by Gracie, who teams up with Carr in the local version of Dumb and Dumber. I expect we'll have 4 years of this blather to get used to.
Let's hope so.
No, seriously.
At least 4 years.
I hope to be writing for the Herald for 4 more years.
I'm going to need to write. Both of us are going to need to write a lot longer because we're going to be making probably less money with all the increases in taxes to pay for all these wonderful green energy initiatives and all the hand sanitizing. That's, you know, Donald Trump never thought of that.
It's all worth it, though, if it helps the climate. Taylor, can we get another voicemail, please?
Hey, Howie, I just had it out with my sister-in-law last night. She loves your show. She loves you. Oh, by the way, I told you you're a dirty little old man doing garbage. By the way, you think you're a friggin' movie star. I told you about the stupid columns, the Herald. You've been blasting people for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. You get paid to open your big mouth. Oh, by the way, you can't even write a nice column at holidays. No. You have nothing nice to say about people.
Have another drink.
You can't even write a nice column on holidays, Howie. What's wrong with
guy's
you?
Guy's just mad because he hasn't been able to go to the bar for the last year.
He doesn't know he's talking to a smoothie star.
Smoothie star.
That's me.
Howie, another person wrote underneath your column, that guy called you a dirty little man, but this person said, nothing in this column is true. This is your column about coronavirus taking the turn now that Biden's president. He said, nothing in this column is true, just more lies from a very, very little man. Actually, people are often surprised how tall Howie is in person.
I said that anybody who wants to check out what I'm writing, I gave them the words to Google in if they wanted to check out all those headlines I used. COVID deaths falling, hospitalizations declining, positive cases plummeting. I told them where to get that stuff. Why don't they check it out rather than just saying it's a lie?
Yeah, they say that all the time, though. They'll say you're lying if you quote people. Like, I put a lot of quotes in my columns, and people say, oh, you're taking them out of context or you're lying. I'm like, it's the quote. It's their words. I'm not, you know, editing them.
I know we have this great system, Grace and I both. We can listen to the quotes over and over again. That's why I always put in my columns all dialogue guaranteed verbatim.
Yeah. Verbatim.
You could accuse you may not like the way I interpret it, but it's not a lie.
Howie, we have one more voicemail before we go.
Hey, Howie, I guess I really thought that you're a pompous ass. Today, Democrats are communists and are closer to Lee Harvey Oswald. Brilliant, Howie. You are such a jackass. Yep. By the way, go have another facelift.
That might be the same guy.
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I like him. You know what? He should join the lineup.
You better enjoy him. You know, you're drinking like that, Grace. The liver's going to just kick out. pretty soon. Howie, you know, it's probably the size of a White Castle dime burger as it is.
I think he's jealous of your good looks. He seems to really hone in on that. Anyway, guys, Hate Mail Monday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Thank you very much, Howard Lawrence Carr.
All right, thank you. We'll go back to the phone lines in just a moment. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Here's another question they forgot to ask Biden. What happened to those $2,000 checks that you were promoting a couple of weeks ago in Georgia before the election? Why is it $1,400 now instead of $2,000? Here's another question. Why are we sending troops back into Syria? What's that all about?
The fact is that I don't remember.
844-500-4242. Do you notice a difference in the tone? I mean, it's like they genuflect. They're like altar boys going up to the priest with the chalice. You know, they genuflect. And then they bow. Oh. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, long-time listener since the 90s, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, what I wanted to say is... after, I guess I got to cut to the chase. So anyway, our military service members that are headed down there, I guess they not only received that email from the tag, the Adjutant General, like you mentioned in your show yesterday.
Oh, General Keene, I think his name is. General Keene.
Keith. Yeah, Keith. He's a good guy. He's just like in the military, we serve under people. So when there's somebody on top of you, you have to go by.
Fred, I understand. We all have to put up with that to a greater or lesser degree in our daily lives. In the military, I think more so than most other places. Right? I mean, that guy was just it seems to me he was told to write something to cover Keating's asinine behavior, and the thing was they couldn't even get their story straight. Keating says, well, I just spoke generally to people. And then the general says he reminded one soldier. So, you know, that's quite a variation. And, you know, he didn't get called out on it enough. As I predicted, nothing in the Cape Cod Times, which Keating represents, nothing in the Boston Globe, only a story in the Herald. And it was a pretty weak story indeed. Thanks for the call, Fred. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Just want to bring something up and then just get your opinion on it. As a true Republican and a true American, I'm listening to all that's happening in our country, and I think back and I'm wondering, President Trump is one of the few presidents who was able to put in three Supreme Court justices. Obviously, you know, Washington was the first. He got in 12.
Right.
But... that being said, an enormous amount of Ninth Circuit judges. As I try to wrap my finger around what happened, how do I get through the fact that William Barr said there was no mass fraud in voting, that the Supreme Court wouldn't take up the case when he appointed three of them, and when all these judges from all these different circuits all declined to take these cases?
I know.
How do I grasp that?
I think you just have to understand that how corrupt the system is, and how deep is the I don't know how to say it even, how deep is the compulsion of these people to go along to get along. Nobody is willing to take a stand. I mean, you had two justices, two out of nine. Five of the justices, I'm not even including Roberts, but five of the justices are Republican. And the only ones that would say we have to take this up because of the massive voter fraud, especially in Pennsylvania. That was the case. The only Alito, Samuel Alito, and Clarence Thomas were the only ones. Trump's three judges didn't have the spine to go against the deep state. And, you know, I know two of them, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, they're swamp creatures. They went to high school in the D.C. area. And I don't know. It's very depressing that they couldn't even get hearings when the fraud was so obvious. 1,000 affidavits and depositions.